Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Talk With T. I'm your host, Tayo, and you know the vibe. So today, before we even proceed, did you guys watch Burna Boy's performance? Hey, God. It literally blew my fucking mind. What? Like, I mean, from the entrance. Okay, I didn't really like the entrance per se, but let's say from the entrance to the performance to the transitioning. Did you see how it was transitioning from, I'll be transitioning between songs? God, it was the Umbunulawa to Sumbana, Abi to Sumba. God, it was fire. Okay, and he was really dancing and putting all his emotions into it. There was one part that got really emotional. Like, I was like, oh my God, is Burna Boy going to cry? Because I was feeling all of the emotions, like, Burna Boy is goated. If you did not know that before, if you're late to the fan club, you need to come and get real performance, because it was awesome. Like, you have to watch the video. It's on his YouTube page, Burna Boy. Just check it and enjoy. So, we go to what we have for today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Talk With T. And today, amazing guest with me. His name is Kolapo, but I'll allow him to do an introduction for himself. So, Kolapo, welcome.
Wow, Kolapo, like she said.
So, today we'll be talking about child abuse. As the month of April was the Child Abuse Awareness Month, so we're going to be talking about child abuse. And what exactly is child abuse?
Definition of every, I don't know, situation differs, depends on the person defining it. It depends on what you see as child abuse.
Okay.
How you interpret situations to be child abuse. For some people, child abuse may include child labor. Abuse is strictly to you beating, you know, your child and all of that. While to some other people, every form of punishment, including you telling the child to stay indoor, not going out, and all that could be child abuse. But I would say that, you know, when you bring discomfort to the other, you know, when they do not want it, it's not something that they want, but, you know, forcefully you're putting it on them and all. Any of that kind of situation could be categorized as abuse.
So in one word, child abuse is basically when you bring discomfort, when you're discomforting a child.
When you're discomforting a child, when you are putting them through what they are not psychologically telling your child to walk, because the child might not be, you know, physically and emotionally, you know, ready for such thing. So,
okay.
Child extortion could be child abuse. It's just, I don't want to streamline the definition of child abuse to one thing. I don't want to say this is what child. So, falls under different categories.
Do you have, like, any causes of child abuse? Now that we've understood what child abuse is, why are children abused?
Different reasons. It could be the poverty, which mostly causes child labor, where you allow your child to, you know, to go sell stuff, or, you know.
It could be, and I think that one is really more common.
You know, poverty, you know, what I'm going to say to make it simpler is that you categorize as abuse is the, it depends on the state, it depends on the society, it depends on a lot of factors. It depends on the state, because for a country like the United States now, there's a law, you can't just beat your child.
Okay.
So you have other ways of starting, you know, maybe punishing the children when they do things that they consider maybe irresponsible, so to speak. In Nigeria, here, we do not have, that's the state.
Okay.
Society, in the, how, you know, what you perceive as, for some people, that a child walks around the streets is child labor, and it's also child abuse. For example, there is a little girl that has Instagram that the manager, she dances around, She's been paid for it. And at that age, a lot of people know that she doesn't really have much to do with money. And no matter the amount that she charges at the moment, it's the parents that will be spending the money.
We'll see, of course.
And then little will be used for her in return. So some people categorize that as child labor, which some people also feel that it is an abuse. Our parents go to school to go tell teachers to not beat, you know, their children, and they believe that, you know, when child abuse, while other people believe child, like the Bible would say, spare the rod and spoil the child. So
I mean, this is you even answering another question, because there's a question on my list here that says to actually beat a child, like use cane and beat a child.
Oh, okay. So I was just actually talking about abuse generally, how you perceive it, what constitutes abuse, how different people would see different things as abuse.
So basically, beating a child depends on the state, depends on the child, depends on the parent. So there are a lot of other factors involved.
Factors that, you know, contribute to what you consider as abuse.
Okay.
Like I was saying the other time to my friend, it feels that a child might not really be abused. It could be training the child to be industrious. It could be training the child from another angle, to be able to run his own business and all that. And I mean, it could be right. So that's why I said that. And if he says that to some other people, maybe to someone enough who is not open enough, such person might feel that he's getting it wrong. That it's actually, you shouldn't allow a child to walk on the streets. You shouldn't allow, people believe that you shouldn't allow your child to even fetch. I mean, you should provide everything, because to some people, not be able to take care of the child. Why did you bring the child into the world? And to some other people, they believe that, I mean, that the child is your responsibility, that the child should not be able to cater for him or herself, to cater for the child forever. So it's just
I mean, now on this note the next question is about training of a child. I mean, is there a perfect way to train a child?
I'm going to go a bit spiritual now, not spiritual in the deep sense of it, but just the
source. Okay.
It's only God can help you train a child perfectly, and you can't train a child even with the help of God. But I'll say that there are different aspects to training a child, if people will allow these aspects to come into play.
Okay.
Again, your community is a factor.
So the community, and then the parents, and then the school.
The school also is a part of the community. So growing up, we had different who when they were not around, who would for misbehaving, so to speak. Come back, they would not penalize, they would not fight these people for doing what, either they beat us or they punished us in some other ways. They would instead appreciate them
for correcting us.
And they would also join hands in punishing us.
They'll still beat you more after.
Whereas there are some other people that they believe that you shouldn't allow another person to, in any manner, punish your child. You get, that is what they be. So train, there's no pattern. And sometimes, even the child that and the parents are beating and everybody, you know, is beating, that would be even worse. Of course.
So that means bottom line, it just work. Exactly. So this brings up another question.
Okay.
So does that mean that the system of training a child has dropped?
Well, the system has dropped, actually. Because even though we are saying that training a child is by luck, these days now, from the point where people started disallowing, in quotes, the community to partake in child training, Actually, parents, some parents, they are not punishing children for, you know, making wrong choices, you know, misbehaving. These days, you would see parents go to say, don't beat my child, don't ever do this, don't ever do that, and all of that. And then gone. The children will be doing things that are not, I mean,
because they know that nothing can happen to them.
Exactly. The children will be doing unspeakable things and the teachers will not be able to beat them. And when is the thing, parents are not usually around to even see what their children are doing. So in a country like Nigeria, where, you know, everybody is hustling, so it is the teachers and people that are around the home.
Okay.
This is what this child was doing when you were not around. And we don't think that this makes sense. We think that you should, you know, punish him or her. We think that you should, you know, just make their own opinion and all that. Children from that 16 years, maybe 15, 16 upward, in fact, the kind of things that they do, or 16, let me say 15, 16 and below, the kind of things that they do.
Okay.
In fact, you would.
You can't. And you see pictures and you're like, how old are you?
Everything has changed.
Everything. I mean, so do you blame, like,
everybody is society now. I blame everybody.
True. Because everybody. Like everywhere you go, like you see differences. I was just talking to someone of how you're trying to even download a movie and there are a lot of ads coming up that, okay, you want to do, there's porn ads, there's different kind of ad pop.
But now, after they have seen the mistakes, the internet is not safe. The internet was never safe.
Okay.
It was never safe. I mean, now they are now.
So that's that in our time. Like, we're not that exposed to the internet. Okay, not that old, sir. But like in your time, does it mean that you guys were not that exposed to the internet?
In fact, without internet.
Okay.
I mean, I remember growing up, and then there was these brothers in my neighborhood who they loved to watch porn. They did that, and then so at some point somebody caught us and beat us mercilessly, reported us to our parents. We were beaten, and from that time we stopped going to those uncles' rooms to watch.
Okay.
First time before we would even join them to watch films, not even porn now, to watch normal films. It took us time. We had to think.
But because of the fear.
Because of the fear, you know, that fear. The movie that is rated 18, you see a 12-year-old, you see a 15-year-old watching the film. Do people even understand these things? That's on the film. On the internet, they are talking about censor, they are talking about Google, about YouTube for children. But how many people actually know how to, you know, implement all these things? And when you even do it, are you sure that the child is not going behind your back to go and whatever settings that you have done? I saw in where I stayed in, the child was around maybe 3 or 4 and all that. And in fact, he could operate phone at that point in time. Like a child of 4.
I mean,
I'm telling you.
Woke generation. Like, a lot of things that we're tolerating and we are not supposed to tolerate. Why is a 2-year-old child having access to the phone?
So I can remember that before I was even when it was not the era of real internet per se, when we didn't have Android, we didn't have when it was even Java and all of that. It was already in one or two before I was phone. I was already
exactly that's how it's supposed to be. Like, you wait to your 100 level before you get the phone.
I was already in SS1, and the phone was not browsing. The phone I got, it was a Multilinks phone. What I could do was play game, receive, send SMS. So it was basically for my parents to say, hello, nobody is coming no more, don't open door. Hello, we need you to prepare something. Hello, go and give this.
Because I don't know if you had this experience of this typical Nigerian family of when your father is coming back from work and you're all wrong and you pretend like you were reading or something.
I didn't grow up in that kind of environment, but I mean, I grew up in a place where there was limit to the access. So
okay,
my own house was not the house where your dad is coming goes to pick the book.
Okay.
I mean, we still had, there were things that we couldn't do. There were things that we had, you knew then that
almost, like, the point is that, like, there was sort of fear. I don't know if it was not a bad fear, but like, you just respected your parents enough to know.
And there was just need for that. Yes, now, because for you to be able to do something, you need fear. Like, for you to not be able to do some things, and for you to be able to do it, see, that fear factor was like, it played very important role in how we behaved, in what we didn't do. So the fact that you were afraid that there was somebody in the neighborhood watching you would make you to not want to do something. The fact that you were scared of your dad coming in.
So relaxed. Like, in as much as we're the woke generation, like, we're supposed to try to balance it all out. Like, we shouldn't be that relaxed.
We kind of, I don't know how to put it now. There's always a things. It is the same way that at some point, attention was on the male. The attention was male child. This one that now they moved male, like, now the male child is being, attention is being paid to the female child, and then the male. So we have extreme ways of doing things. So instead of us to try to balance things up, look at what our parents did that
and correct that, it.
Putting fear in child could be wrong. Because sometimes when the child will need the confidence, it won't be there. There are places where a child would need that confidence to do things, to defend him, or, you know, to play some vital role. But because you defend yourself, you won't be able to stand up for yourself in some places. So I would say that, okay, the fear should be limited, or whichever way. You know, there should be limits to how much fear you put in your child. There should be some iota of, there should be some sense of,
kind of respect.
You understand? I shouldn't do it. No, this mom wouldn't like this thing. I could be punished for this thing. You know?
Exactly. You're punishing, like, in child, as much as you play with your kids, you should be like, there's a line.
There's a line. So in as much as you want to punish your child, you let the child know why the child is being punished. You know, this is
exactly
this is why this thing is wrong. This is why you shouldn't do it outside. So, this is the number of people that your actions could affect if you continue to look at, you know, what you just did, you know. So just something like that.
Okay, so we're going to quickly go to the social media corner. And in light of recent activities, we remember the child that was involved in sexual activity. The funny thing about that event was, I saw a tweet prior to that, a 10-year-old child has been raped. So the school tried to conceal it. And then later, checking the internet and seeing comments that it was actually the child that was sexually active. So where have we lost it? Like, I don't understand.
Well,
what happened? Like, how can a child be involved in that kind of sexual activity?
At that age, exactly. It's what they engaged in that the parents did not know. It's what the child had been doing that they didn't even see. They didn't even know one.
It's not it.
Of course. It was that from one level to another. I mean, so it's just like that. It's not something that starts overnight. The child probably started from, it could be from masturbating, it could be from watching porn, it could be from seeing people do things, and then to it's been seen with her peers, you know, just situation.
Okay, so now that the matter has reached like this, how can one help this child? Like a child like this now, how can one offer help? Because I feel deep down, like, it's probably what she has been exposed to. Like, maybe there's a bigger person, maybe an adult that's sexually abusing her or something.
That kind of child, I don't know, because it is very difficult for you to correct things that children pick up when they are young. Maybe a bit of sessions because what happened, what did you see? You know, how did you get to this stage? What was the first step that you took? What was the first thing that you did, you know, to doing this? Was it by porn? Then when was the first time that you had, maybe you were intimate?
So getting advice is therapy. Therapy.
Yes. Just try to talk to the child.
And that's the thing that people shy away from, or parents shy away from, talking about sex.
I think they do it. They do it in the wrong way these days. You are teaching a 12-year-old. At that point, the child does not need to know about 6-year-old, 9-year-old. You don't have to start taking a child of 8 sex education. It is wrong. Parents of these days, because of their wokeness and all of that, they believe that, my children should know about this. When they know about it early, they want to practice it.
So at what age is acceptable to tell a child about sex education?
Child starts menstruation. You start from that point.
Okay.
From 14, 15, maybe after the first, second term menstruation, you start talking about, okay, this is what causes it. This is what happens.
So basically at puberty.
Yes, puberty. The child should have access to first grade sex education, not even the advanced one. First grade. Where you just know the,
they come in grade. Okay, of course, they actually come in grade.
Yeah, it should be in grade. You because just have general idea.
To 13-year-old child.
I would that there is condom and all of that. This child will be, you know, gaining some extra, so to speak. Then you can start talking about extensive, like protect. Protection in lives that you have, you know, how you could control different situations that you might find yourself, you know. So just that way. But you don't start 12-year-old or an 8-year-old how to use a condom or what preventive measures are available when you want to have sex. I mean, you expect the child to start buying the condom. You even see a 13-year-old, you tell the, when the child starts menstruation, telling the child that if they touch you this time, you can get pregnant too. You are not telling them to you are not telling them to not have, but you know, you are putting that fear, so they don't want.
But now the world is more enlightened. Like, if you tell a 13-year-old that if they touch you, you get pregnant, I mean, she already knows the science of it.
Yeah, they just know the science of it. They just know that it is not easy. They just know that it is difficult. They just know that, you know. So when they get to the point that they will get to know the positive effect, the society is going to teach them that you will not have to.
Okay.
You get, they will see it. So it's just like that. That's just what I think.
Okay. Thank you for coming today. So in summary, today we talked about child abuse, and we talked about causes of child abuse. Okay, not all of the causes, but major causes of child abuse. And the major thing I liked was poverty, especially relating to a part like Nigeria. And then we talked about training a child. Perfect pattern. Yes, to training a child. And basically, that's all on the talk with T. I hope you enjoyed your time. See you same time next time. Bye.
Yeah, no problem.